What's up? You're listening to Five Tip Friday. Hey there. Welcome to our very first segment, Five Tip Friday, where every week I'm going to be sharing with you five tips to helping you in any area of your financial life. So this is a very much requested segment, a little bit shorter episodes with a little bit more of a punch or actionable step sometimes as well. So let's go ahead and dive in. We're talking about New Year's resolutions. Okay, if New Year's resolutions is something that you're thinking about, I'm with you. Raise your hand. I so understand this. One of the New Year's resolutions that you should be considering is paying off debt. Paying off debt is such a good resolution to have. It's one of those things that really severely impacts us in a negative way, and it can really kind of control your life if you're not careful. So pay off debt. Here's my tip for paying off debt. If you're trying to figure out what's the best way to go, focus in on one debt at a time. And I'm a big fan of focusing in on the smallest debt. We call that a debt snowball. So that's the strategy that I personally like to use. So I debt snowball everything, pay the minimum payment on everything else, put everything extra towards one debt, which in this case is the smallest debt. And that way you can start seeing some good wins and some quick wins, more importantly. Tip number two for New Year's resolutions. This should be on your list too if it's not already. Automate your savings accounts. This is a big one, and it's actually something that is super, super interesting, because if you automate your savings, you will be shocked on how fast it grows. I'm not kidding. Everybody says they can't afford it, but when they do start implementing this, they are immediately so surprised on how much money they're able to save. So when I'm saying to automate your savings account, what I'm meaning is set up an automatic withdrawal from your checking account to your savings account. And you could have multiple savings accounts too, by the way. So you can have a travel fund, you can have a house fund, a car fund, an emergency fund, which you should have maybe all of those if that's one of your goals. So when I say automate your savings, have an automatic portion of your income going away towards each of those different types of savings accounts. Super important. You'll get results ridiculously fast. The third New Year's resolution that I think everybody should at least be thinking about is exercising more. Guys, I don't think I need to tell you this, because I think we all understand that working out and taking care of yourself pays dividends tenfold over the years. It may not seem like a big deal right now when you're in your 20s and 30s. You're like, oh yeah, sure, I can exercise later. But this stuff will compound in negative ways. So make sure that you are at least putting some energy into exercising more. The fourth New Year's resolution you should absolutely be considering is to learn a new skill. What do I mean by this? Any new skill is a really good thing to learn. So here's what you could do. You could take a course on Udemy. You could watch YouTube videos to learn something new. You can learn a new language. I'm currently learning Adobe Illustrator. So I'm learning how to do like illustrations and all kinds of really fun, quirky calendars and that kind of stuff. But just make sure that you are constantly progressing in your life. Learn a new skill. The fifth and final New Year's resolution that we should all be considering is to drink less alcohol. Yes, this has very strong financial implications as well. So if you cut or at least reduce drinking alcohol, you will save so much money. I can't even tell you how many coaching clients I work with where a huge portion of their income goes towards alcohol and weekends out. And I get it. It's really fun and it can be a blast. But if you start to drink less alcohol, your body's going to thank you and your bank account is going to thank you as well. All right, guys, there you have it, our first ever Five Tip Friday. I'd love to hear what you think of this. If you like this format and you're picking up what I'm putting down, share this and let me know that you have enjoyed this episode. I will see you Wednesday for our very normal episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye.